This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Auckland today on the final leg of his three-nation tour, where he received a warm ceremonial welcome from New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The two leaders shared a warm embrace as Prime Minister Luxon personally received Mr. Modi on the red carpet at Auckland Airport. Prime Minister Modi was accorded a ceremonial reception on the tarmac with representatives of the Indian and New Zealand Armed Forces in attendance. Mr. Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon. Both leaders will review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship, which has seen significant progress in the last 2 years, especially in the areas of trade, commerce and defence. The visit to New Zealand is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister in 40 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi officially concluded a historic high-stakes state visit to Australia, leaving behind a future-proof blueprint for the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. From high-powered boardrooms to iconic landmarks, this intense itinerary systematically advanced the diplomatic, economic and security ties between the two democratic giants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to the government and people of Australia, as well as Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, for the warm hospitality during his visit. In a social media post after his Australia visit concluded, Mr. Modi said the outcomes of the visit have further strengthened the India-Australia partnership and opened new avenues for cooperation across diverse sectors. Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan today reviewed preparations for the upcoming monsoon session in the Parliament House complex. The session of the Parliament will commence on the 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of August. In a social media post, Mr. Meghwal said, a comprehensive review of the legislative business scheduled for the upcoming session was conducted and necessary guidelines were issued. Indian Railways has approved 206 crore rupees for Kavach deployment on 680 route kilometers of Northern Railway to enhance safety and operational efficiency. The project aimed at expanding the indigenous safety system across high density and strategically important routes. The Railway Ministry said the provision of Kavach version 4.0 will be implemented on the Rewari, Delhi and Shakurbasti, Bhatinda sections of Delhi Division. Railways has also approved 175 crore rupees for the creation of additional homing facilities for 250 electric locomotives at Raipur in Chhattisgarh. The additional homing facilities will enable railways to better utilize existing infrastructure while creating the required space for future technological expansion at the Raipur depot. The central government has amended drugs rules 1945 to strengthen regulation of high alcohol containing drug formulations. According to the notification issued by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, all formulations containing more than 12% per volume of ethyl alcohol in quantities exceeding 30 milliliter will no longer be covered under the exemption provided to them under Schedule K. Such products will be required to obtain the requisite licenses under the Drugs and Cosmetics Act 1940. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today chaired the third meeting of the Mission Steering Group to review the progress of the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. During the meeting, it was noted that the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission has emerged as one of the world's largest digital health ecosystems, with around 94 crore Ayushman Bharat health account numbers created and 105 crore health records linked. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 1% higher today. The Sensex rose 828 points to close at 77,569. The Nifty also climbed 244 points to settle at 24,207. In the FIFA World Cup, Spain will face Belgium in the second quarterfinal at Los Angeles and US tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. Earlier, France stormed into the semifinals after defeating Morocco 2-0 in the first quarterfinal in Boston, USA last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.